This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Barbara Howard. The Mashpee Wampanoag Tribe says it will work to forge a contract with the state by July 31st to allow the development of a casino in Taunton. This announcement was made after the city of Taunton voted in a non-binding referendum to greenlight that project. Joining us now is Taunton's Mayor Thomas Hoy Jr. Thanks for being with us, Mayor.
Good morning.
Mayor, you made the statement emphasizing that this vote showed that the residents of Taunton were what you called engaged in the future casino plans by just turning out to vote. But really, even though there was a wide margin of support for the casino, there are still many residents, particularly those who were adjacent to the proposed site, whose campaign was heavily outspent, who did fight against this. Have you heard from any of these anti-forces since that vote?
I have spoken with some of the residents of Preserve Taunton's Future last night. You know, a couple I corresponded with, I actually thanked them for their efforts and for their passion.
How are you going to be addressing their concerns that the casino is likely to be located close to their schools in East Taunton and some environmental sensitive areas there?
Well, the area in question where the proposed destination resort casino may be built, there was already activity there. There was already buildings there. So many of the environmental concerns have been addressed. My biggest concern since this project was initiated is and still is the traffic, and that's something that we certainly have to work with Department of Transportation Secretary Davies, along with Governor Patrick in his office, to ensure we have the best possible traffic remediation in that area. I mean, the area of 140 and 24, you know, has been a question mark for some time. Probably about the last 15 years, there's been proposals to mitigate that intersection, and I think that this project may be the catalyst to do just that. So that's something that we, you know, have to go through the process, and certainly I want to make sure that we mitigate any traffic concerns to the best of our ability before this project comes to fruition.
As for the schools, though, in East Taunton, it's very close, especially to one elementary school there. What about that?
The proposal is fairly close to the school. The positive part of it is that the school is located many hundred feet off the road. So we're not looking that there'll be major or really any impacts directly impacting the school, but we are going to try to mitigate any traffic concerns that people may have.
Now, if I can just sum it up, in addition to generating jobs, the tribe has also agreed, as I understand it, to some upfront payments of $1.5 million and a little over 2% annually from slots and other electronic machines. But they promise never to pay out less than $8 million a year to Taunton. But when it comes to dealing with compulsive gambling, $60,000 has been promised for the first year, but only $30,000 annually after that each year. Now, $30,000, that's barely enough for a salary for just one staff member. So how is the very real problem of addictive gambling going to be adequately addressed?
Well, I think that the $60,000 is a number to get, you know, a counseling facility up and running. And then that will be further addressed in the compact with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So we're hoping that there'll be more funds dedicated through that, through the compact.
What about the issue of crime? Many people are concerned about crime upticks that they've seen in other communities with casinos.
I haven't. The data that I've seen has shown no increases in crime around casino areas. Any crime committed typically is against the casino and not the outlying areas. So that is something that, you know, certainly we're gonna keep reviewing the data. You know, obviously we want, you know, our law enforcement team, you know, in place to combat anything. And, you know, that's one of the reasons, you know, besides the $8 million, we also have mitigations for fire and police. Police were expected to be able to hire about 25 additional police officers, I should say, and fire about 20 extra firefighter personnel.
Mayor Hoy, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome. You have a great day.
Mayor Hoy is the mayor of Taunton. This is 90.9 WBUR.